you could be the 1% crazy that changes your family tree and has that intentional, purpose-driven focus to see how to invest in generations so that when you stand before God, you've equipped and you've sown into the next generation and resourced them to do great ministry and greater works than you. All right, so I want to talk to you today about a mindset of poverty and a mindset of wealth. One is an orphan mentality, and another one is a kingdom son or daughter mentality. The reason why I say this is because in Proverbs, the Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. This is something that we've talked about, and I have read this scripture a lot and totally missed some of the things that were said in this and the truth in this. Read right past it, and some of the things that I thought was, I'm going to leave an inheritance of faith. I'm going to leave an inheritance of peace, and that's true. If that's you and you say, well, I'm going to leave this for my grandkids, that's true. There's something more here than just fruit of the Spirit that you're going to leave, or there's more than just faith in Christ Jesus that you're going to leave. The writer in Proverbs, or this would have been King Solomon, he had an intentional heart to write this to future grandparents. And I want you to know that I'm excited about having grandkids one day. The reason I know this is because when I'm in the grocery store and I see little babies now, my heart like starts to melt, and I'm just like, man, I can't wait. Obviously, I can wait because they need to get married and they need to follow the family process, right? But at the same time, my heart is tender and ready to be a grandfather. And I think that's the Lord's urging in us. And I'm going to be real right now. I was a terrible in-the-moment father, meaning I didn't take, when they were babies, the everyday be present in the moment, enjoy this. I was more like, I am drowning and I hope this goes quickly. Like, get me out of this baby season. And so as a grandparent, you can enjoy that season, I believe, a little more with more wisdom, more patience. Obviously, you can give the child back after you've given them your love and attention. And so there's just, there's something more here that the writer of Proverbs is saying. And so we know that Scripture interprets Scripture. So it says a good man, or some translations say a righteous man, leaves an inheritance for his grandchildren, his children's children. And when you read that, you would think, well, I'm probably going to leave an inheritance of faith. Some of us will leave some money. And I want you to look at this from Proverbs 19:14, which Scripture interprets Scripture. It says, houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers. So it says what the inheritance is. It doesn't say that faith or love or joy, and those are real things to pass on in a family tree. Listen, if your family tree, if your grandparents were not believers, and your dad and your mom were not believers, and all of a sudden now you're a believer in Christ Jesus, you have transformed your family tree. You have done the crazy and totally gone down a different family tree and started a whole brand new family line of the kingdom of children of God, okay? So you're in the family and you're creating this new family tree. I will also say that if your grandparents didn't leave you an inheritance of houses and wealth, or your parents didn't leave you an inheritance of houses and wealth, that you could be the 1% crazy that changes your family tree and has that intentional, purpose-driven focus to see how to invest in generations so that when you stand before God, you've equipped and you've sown into the next generation and resourced them to do great ministry and greater works than you. So what does that sound like to you? Well, to me, that sounds like Jesus. So he's doing all these miracles, and then he turns to the disciples and it says, okay, now it's your turn to do these things. And you say, well, pastor, I don't have any grandkids, or I may never have grandkids. And that's okay. Jesus didn't have kids or grandkids, but he was entrusted with people in the next generation. And so that's my heart for you, is to look around and go, okay, who has the Lord entrusted me with? Who has the Lord given me? And, you know, the American dream, sometimes I listen because I'm in real estate, sometimes they'll say the American dream for us is to, you know, we want to retire to an island and be alone, and like, that's the American dream, right? We want to retire and isolate ourselves, and you know, and there's no real dream of retiring to something. They're retiring from something, but I don't believe that we retire from something, we retire to something. So retiring to grandkids is a great opportunity to invest in them, to resource them. And you say, okay, well, I don't have grandkids. Again, it's not about your family tree just from a bloodline, but you're now a part of the family of God. So you're resourcing this next generation to do greater things than you. And when you do that, you'll stand before God one day, and he'll tell you, hey, listen, I gave you seed. What did you do with that seed? The Bible says he gives you seed for sowing. And so you're resourcing with your finances. You're leaving an inheritance. And yes, that's not just an inheritance of faith. It's an inheritance of money, wealth, houses. Like the writer of Proverbs says, houses and riches are an inheritance. And it says from fathers, but I don't believe it has to be gender. So the people that poured into Jesus were women that were business owners, according to Luke. And that was very unusual for that day to be supported by the women in the ministry. It was usually men who supported. And the reason I say that is because women weren't looked upon as ministry partners. And yet Jesus saw them and equipped them. And actually, they were the first one, when Jesus rose from the dead, they were the first one, women were the first ones to share the good news, while the disciples, the men, were hiding and isolating themselves. And so I don't want you to look at the scripture and say, well, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and that's the husband's role, or that's the dad's role. Both women and men can be good people, can be righteous, and leave an inheritance. And I think it's going to take, in families, it often takes both the husband and the wife working together. And if you're not married, you know, you have Jesus. I remember calling my grandmother, asking her how she's doing, and she'd say, well, I'm hanging out with my three favorite men, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So you're not alone. Doesn't matter what season of life you're in, you're not alone. And then he will give you wisdom. And also, Romans 12:1 says there's no condemnation. So if you say, well, my grandparents didn't do this for me, and my father didn't do this, or my mother didn't do this, and then now you're getting to this place where you're like, I don't know that I could do this either. There's no condemnation, but you do have to ask for wisdom to accomplish anything that the Word of God asks for us to do. I believe this is the Word of God saying a good person, a righteous person, can do this, and it's going to take, just like it took with salvation, it's going to take faith in Christ Jesus. So faith in Christ Jesus is not just, well, I trusted Jesus and sat on my hands. James 2:26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So you are created for good works. And James said that if you don't see good works, then you're not walking in faith. It's dead. Faith is dead. Without works, it's dead. We watch movies sometimes on Netflix, and the hero sometimes, you know, appears dead. And then, you know, the people around him will check the pulse, right? Get down and see if there's a heartbeat. And then possibly the hero, all of a sudden, gasps for air and the heartbeat starts again. Have you ever seen on the monitor at the hospital, right? The monitor goes, dee 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 dee, right? And there's this big cheer and the hero's alive. And so it's the same thing with faith. Without works, or without a heartbeat, without works, faith is dead. So you might look at Proverbs 13:22 and feel overwhelmed and say, well, it says a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I don't know that I've ever had that happen to me. And again, You can be the change in your family tree. You can be the 1% crazy in your family line that changes history, that everybody looks back on your family tree and say, this person made a difference in the generations because they left not just money for fun or money for, to be selfish or self-righteous. No, the money is purposeful for the kingdom. The money is purposeful to equip the saints. Jesus was purposeful to equip them with power, to equip them with enough resources so that they could share the gospel. And so if you think, oh my goodness, this is not spiritual. Pastor, why are you talking about money? This is not spiritual. These are the same people that say it's not spiritual, say that just faith is without works. And works is something God created beforehand for you and I to do. Last story and I'll end. My wife and I bought a piano before we had kids, and we played the piano and it was beautiful and it rang through the house, and it was a little quarter grand piano, so we had it open and, you know, we would play it and it was in tune. And then we had 3 kids in 5 years and we began to have babies. And those babies began to bang on that piano, and we could not handle the noise or the kid trying to climb in the piano and it falling on them. So we shut it down, and we actually began to pile diapers on the piano. And so what was created for beautiful works or beautiful sound began to have the smell and diapers and clothes, and it just began to sit there. And so I would say that piano looked dead, like it got out of tune, like it was where we didn't even enjoy it anymore. We had to sell the piano because we did not enjoy it. And I would encourage you, God's not going to sell you. You're still a child of God. If you never leave an inheritance for your grandkids, you're still loved. You're still going to get to heaven. That's not how you get to heaven, is leave an inheritance. But what if, you ready for this? What if you could bring heaven to earth to your grandkids or the next generation by empowering them and investing in them to do greater things than you on earth for the kingdom? Ask the Lord that. See what he has to say about that.